The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 547.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that you're here. Welcome to the show. A couple of days ago, we were talking about passion on the show, and something came up. I was working with a group about getting their course online, so being able to create a course quickly and get it out there and do it the easiest possible way. And one of the subjects that came up during this process of teaching people how to get their live course ready and out into the world. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about that particular process that we go through, it's at danawild.com/create. Create your first live course. So we were working together and the subject came up about, well, how do you protect your content? If you're selling something, what if somebody wants to steal it from you or share it with others, this type of thing? How do you protect it to make sure they don't get it? And I know this is a real issue and a real fear for people. I have to tell you, though, it's not one that ever really resonated with me or that I ever tapped into in a big way. And I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to break this down in a few ways. There is a really good book out in the world. It's called Free. That's the name of the book, F-R-E-E, Free, and it's by a guy named Chris Anderson, and it's all about the power of free. And obviously, we are in the business of making money. We're entrepreneurs. We're in the business of making money. And if you sell something to somebody and they give it to somebody else for free, then in theory, that's somebody who could have given you money or paid you money for your stuff. That's the theory. So let's look at the underlying story behind that fear. So the underlying story behind that fear says, I'm going to attract people to me who are going to, quote unquote, steal my stuff and give it to other people. So that's kind of the first limiting belief to break through. I have a positive belief that my people are awesome. They want to support me. They want to support me with their dollar. They want to vote for what I'm doing in the world. And they want to support what I'm doing in the world. Think of all the artists who make music or people who are out in the world creating art for the walls or doing poetry or writing. And think of all the people that support them and say, hey, I think what you're doing is cool, and I'm going to support you with my dollar that you keep creating what you're creating. Well, as an entrepreneur, you're creating too. And there are people who want to support you, and you're attracting those people. And people want to do business with you, and they want to support that. Having said that, I'm going to tell you a real story right now that's going to kind of crack you up, but there's a reason it's going to loop around to this. So it was brand new. I had no product, no business, nothing yet. It was just starting, and I was recording the very first Train Your Brain product, which was the CD set, 6 CD set. And as I was recording, I was working with somebody and talking about what should be on the CD set. And I was taking their professional opinion, and I, you know, was new to it, so I didn't know a lot. And I was making a case that the very first track on this CD should be me saying, "Hi, this is Dana Wild, and will you please burn this CD and copy it and give a copy to all of your friends, because I want this to get out to a wider audience." Well, of course, this person who was advising me was like, "No, you are not going to do that." And I said, "But wouldn't it make sense that if everybody who got this CD set burned it and gave it to a bunch of their friends, that the word would get out bigger, more people would join my email list, I'd have a bigger following, therefore in the future having more people who could buy from me," on and on and on. Ultimately, I lost the argument. We never did put that track on the very first track. Instead, you know, the usual, I have no idea, it's probably some copyright thing. I don't even know what was on it. But the point is, that thing that I wanted to do, coincidentally, is almost exactly the kind of advice that is given in this book called The Power of Free. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't try to monetize, and I'm not suggesting that you don't confront or bust beliefs about the value of your work and your worth. I know sometimes people have other ideas or other beliefs that if they give their stuff away for free, it's because they don't value themselves. And our feelings all have legitimacy. And so this is a very individual conversation that you have to have with you about what you are comfortable with in giving away for free. But here's what I know for sure, and if you read the book, you'll see that it also backs this up. What I know for sure is if you are so passionate about what you're doing that you would do it for free, that you are spreading the word and spreading the love and talking about what you're doing so passionately and so vehemently and with such enthusiasm that you would do it for free, the money does follow. Of course, if you have a belief system that says the money follows, right? So this is the truth, though. This is the marketplace that we live in today. Have you ever had the experience where you've just naturally been good at something, or you've naturally, maybe you've learned something, and you help somebody out and they go, "Oh, I wish I could hire you to do this. So I'm good at cleaning out closets and organizing." And so if I've ever helped somebody, they're like, "Oh man, I wish I could hire you to do this because I don't want to do this." Or maybe you have learned how to use a computer program and you're kind of good at using a particular program. So you help somebody who's not good at it and they'll say, "Oh man, I wish I could pay you just to set this up for me." Like, this is the world we live in. People want to just buy the shortcut, and they want to upgrade whatever it is you give them. You know, there's a certain amount of people who are just going to consume your content for free. And there's a certain amount of people, if I had that on the CD set and they burn it and gave it to all of their friends, 95% of those friends probably would never spend a dime with me. And maybe I would have lost that 5% of dollars. But what I will gain is I will gain all of those people as followers, right? And if they're in the world and they get to know me better and they get more indoctrinated to the message and then they want the higher program or the program that's organized or they want the opportunity to work in person. I haven't yet learned how to clone myself or burn myself onto a live hologram so that there's a way for somebody to work with me in person, right? Just trust that, and the reason that I wanted to talk about this in particular on this episode was because we just talked on the previous episode about passion. And so just know that when you are living in your passion and you are truly willing to spread the word and talk about things for free and coming from the belief system that your people love you and they're working with you and they want the information from you. And that's the truth. You're the secret sauce in your business. And coming from the giving place of, I know this is valuable. This is valuable stuff that I'm sharing. This is valuable content. This is valuable information and motivation and inspiration. This all has value. And the people who are meant to work with me at a higher level will come. They will follow. I'm building a tribe of like-minded people. And when you speak your stuff for free because you're so passionate about it, you find those other tribe members who feel that way too. And this is a numbers game. The more followers you have, the more money you make. You get the more followers by speaking your truth. You speak your truth for free. You get more people. The more people that come into your world, the bigger percentage are buyers. You make your money because ultimately that's how it works. There will always be people. There will always be a certain percentage of people who want to buy what you have to offer. So that was a very, very long walk to a very, very small point. The point is, of course, there are going to be people who are going to copy your stuff, but don't worry about it and don't focus on that. Instead, focus on the bigger percentage of people who want to come into your world and want to support you, because ultimately it's such a huge percentage of people that want to support you and want your message to be out in the world, want you to be out in the world, want to work with you, want to be around you. It's such a bigger, bigger piece of the world to look at. Put your focus there. Plus, it's a feel-good, and we all know why feeling good is so important. So have some fun with that, and remember to check out Free, because the power of Free cannot be denied. Keep those mantras flowing. People value you. Say those positive things. Know that when you're speaking your truth, you're going to find your tribe. And we'll see you very, very soon. Bye, everybody.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?